You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Thank you so much to our Patreon supporters. I am so honored to have you partner with us here to keep the show going. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as a special gift to you, here is another bonus episode. Today, I want to be able to go over some of the most common repeated messages that survivors or people who have left groups, people who've been kicked out of groups or relationships where they were controlled and manipulated, they report hearing in their heads. And I'm sure there are more. And if there are more that affect you, and I know there are more that I could think of, but I really wanted to narrow it down for this bonus episode. But if there are some that really affect you on a deep level, please let us know. Write into Patreon and let us know, and I'll be happy to share those as well or cover those as well. Across survivor reports, and I know some people are not so comfortable with the word survivor, so I apologize. It's just sort of a catch-all phrase for people who I think have survived something that has been pretty intense. Exit counseling, literature, survivor reports, and research on coercive persuasion have let us know that there are certain repeated messages that become internalized beliefs. They're not random slogans. They're usually crafted to control someone's identity, to control someone's perception of the world or someone's self-perception. And they're also crafted to promote dependency on the former partner or the leader of the cult or the cult itself. So there are a couple that I wanted to go over today that I hear about quite a lot. The first one is that you can't trust yourself. And there are people who might already go into something thinking, oh, I don't think I can trust myself. I've made some bad decisions. I seem to connect with people who are not healthy for me. And so I don't actually mind being taught that message that I can't trust myself. I've already been told that, or I already feel like I know that about myself. But even people who come in with some level of confidence and they're just searching for something else are told that they can't trust themselves. This undermines a person's confidence in their own perceptions, their own feelings, and their own judgment. And this is one of the forms of gaslighting, purposely causing someone to be unable to feel confident about their capabilities in the world and feeling shaky about their ability to really see things as they should and rely on themselves the way they want to. So typical phrases that I hear from clients, from people in support groups are that their mind, the way they think, has been conditioned by society, or it's been conditioned by their parents. It's not really their own mind. And so they need to be able to leave all that behind because the way they think was already programmed by somebody else. They're also taught that if they question what's happening, if they question anything, if they doubt anything, they're taught there's something wrong with them. Or they're taught that's their ego or that's the devil. So they're not allowed to have their critical thinking and feel confident about the fact that that is built into our system to varying degrees, but that it's there for a reason. And then sometimes people are taught that because they've gone through bad experiences, potentially before getting involved with a partner or getting involved in a group, that somehow their trauma is distorting their thinking. And so they can't rely on themselves because they're seeing everything through the lens of trauma, which may or may not be the case. Often people who are controlling partners and often people who run cults know very little to anything about psychology. It is, of course, very troubling when the people controlling you are the counselors and psychiatrists and therapists. That's a whole other level of wrong. But I think a lot of people will be told that their past experiences are causing their distorted thinking about this. And so they need to be able to shelve those ideas because of the distortion.